Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It's Thoroughly Confusing Thursday. It's the third day of March, 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 39 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 43 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. Pretty much the same. It's been pretty warm weather, melting the snow. Yeah, it's showing just some sprinkles or shit, you know, in the long-range forecast, but, man, it's not looking good for us here. Looking like smoke by May, and I'm not looking forward to it. Anyway, let's see what we're going to jump into here. Three Republicans vote against resolution that could call for American troops in Russian conflict. We'll get into it. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All right, for all you Trump-tards and goddamn communists wrapped up in your false left-right paradigm, here's to go to show you that the fucking these people all shit through one hole, and it's a goddamn hole of tyranny, and they're shitting on you, and they don't care to let you know. Three Republicans vote against resolution that could call for American troops in Russian conflict. What the fuck? We don't have no goddamn even any defense agreements with the fucking Ukraine, do we? They're not even a part of fucking NATO. They want to be now. But, hey, we're going to start it off. We're going to keep playing this motherfucker over and over so you understand what they're trying to get the fucking our country to fight for our own fucking destruction.
For the rest of us that aren't Ukrainians, I think the world, quite frankly, Kira, is surprised by the will of the Ukrainian people to stand up and fight.
Then do it.
Well, I'm not surprised. We have been fighting Putin for the last 8 years, and we had three revolutions in our country when we did not agree with what was going on with the direction of where we're moving in. But right now, it's a critical time because we know that we not only fight for Ukraine, we fight for this new world order for the democratic countries. We knew that we are the shield for the Europe.
We fight for this new world order. That means there are no sovereign fucking countries, people. That means they want to erase the fucking United States as a sovereign country. That means they want to remove our founding document, the Bill of Rights. They want to remove our rights. They want to make everybody a one world citizen under a one world fucking aristocracy fucking dictatorship. And that's when, these fucking cocksuckers are, here's your representation, Republicans. This is what your Trumpy would be doing too. Make no fucking mistake about it, buddy. Why don't you fuckers go out there and vote some more? You've done such a good job for the rest of us who aren't stupid enough to go along with fucking an occupational fucking goddamn voting system. Anyways, this is from Breitbart. Three House Republicans voted against a resolution on Wednesday that conservatives argue was so broad it could call to commit American troops to the conflict and for the United States to be in conflict with Russia forever. Why? Why should we? What's the fucking Ukraine to us? Nothing. They're fucking, they're one world order motherfuckers. They should be our fucking blood enemy. They want to get rid of fucking goddamn freedom and liberty around the world. Everybody under a communist committee. Is that what you fuckers want? How you like your fucking Republicans now? Or your fucking Democrats? I guess there is no fucking difference in them. There is no left. There is no right. There is no fucking Democrat, Republican, no conservative, no fucking goddamn liberal. There's just no fucking law. Where there's supposed to be law, and it's our own goddamn fault for not fucking enforcing our law. Our law does not allow for this shit. And you people know it. Everybody across this fucking country knows it. The cocksuckers that are doing this and you're pretending to be your fucking Congress when they're a fucking goddamn corporate board, they fucking know it. They have no jurisdictional authority over we, the people, to take us at war against anybody. I'm not going to fight no fucking corporate war for your fucking money and for your one world order. They're wanting us to come in on the, for years they denied it. If you said there was a new world order, they were trying to build a new world order. You were a goddamn conspiracy theorist. You wore a fucking tin hat, remember? Now here it is right in your fucking face, and it is to destroy the sovereignty of each individual fucking country and make a one world fucking government with a one world fucking bank and one fucking class of fucking goddamn slaves and the rest fucking the fucking elite above them, which call it communism, call it fascism, call it whatever you fucking want. It is not goddamn liberty. And they're wanting, and the only thing standing in their way is that fucking Bill of Rights. That fucking written, ratified, unalienable law, ratified by we the people, December 15, 1791, and we better get on the same fucking page and we better get there now. The House overwhelmingly passed a House resolution. This is just fucking corporate policy. You cannot create fucking law. Just a handful of you son of a bitches that do not represent the people, cannot represent the people, because this is not fucking a republic that you're working under. You're working under a fucking fraudulent corporation created as an act of fucking fraud in violation of the 9th article of the people's fucking supreme superior absolute fucking law that is the law of this country. They're creating goddamn powers every day. Well, I can go. Biden's going to order the fucking army. Biden, really? I guess you better go back. Even read the original fucking lie they sold you with that original fucking fraudulent ass constitution that never was. Never ratified by we the people. Never consented to by we the people. But there the motherfucker is, and that's what they're claiming their fucking authority under. And there are no that fucking in Title 18 of their fucking statutes that they wrote for them, not for you, that you are, they're telling you you're a fucking their subject. I ain't your goddamn subject, motherfucker. I'll be your fucking executioner, you treasonous piece of shit. You are violating the law. You are violating the law of we the people, and we are the jurisdictional authority in this goddamn country. And we don't want a fucking thing to do with Ukraine or Russia. Massey, a supporter of non-intervention foreign policy, said the resolution calls for immediate defense security assistance. Why? Why? Have the Russians attacked us somehow? No, they have not. They haven't crossed our fucking border. Our own borders are being breached. Our southern border is fucking wide fucking open. And they are our fucking enemies of we the people coming across it every fucking day. And you won't stop those motherfuckers. This corporation wants them cocksuckers here to kill us. They want us dead any fucking way they can get us dead. You name it. The fucking GMO foods, the goddamn 5G, the fucking smart meters, fucking the chemtrails, there's fucking, the list goes on and on, the fucking kill shot. They're trying to tell you, oh, remember when they first started out with it? See, they're up in the fucking ante because they're fucking losing. They're fucking losing, man. And they want us to go and fucking chase off on something else. Well, we shouldn't have to go fight there because, you know, we don't have they're not a part of the UN. Fuck the UN. The UN does not make fucking goddamn laws for the United States of fucking America. And neither does that fucking corporation, that phony, fraudulent fucking corporation posing as the government of we, the people. It is not. We never consented to it, and we never will. Defense assistance to Ukraine, which is so overly broad that it could call to commit American troops to fight on behalf of the Ukraine. Fuck the Ukraine. Hey, you want to know, hey, American troops, what you're calling, you know, you're UN fucking whores. You're UN fucking goddamn mercenaries. And this is what you're being asked to fight for.
That aren't Ukrainians. I think the world, quite frankly, Kira, is surprised by the will of the Ukrainian people to stand up and fight. Are you?
Well, I'm not surprised. We have been fighting Putin for the last 8 years, and we had really revolutions in our country when we did not agree with what was going on with the direction of where we're moving in. But right now, it's a critical time because we know that we not only fight for Ukraine, we fight for this new world order for the democratic countries. We knew that we are the shield for the Europe.
And here we're hearing commit American troops to fight on behalf of the new world order that they, oh, it doesn't exist. Oh, you're goddamn, that's a conspiracy theory. It's existed and it's been fucking building fucking goddamn for 100 fucking years. They were supposed to have this done fucking back at the goddamn, 2000 or 2000 or whatever it can come out to 2003 or 4, I can't remember exactly, but it doesn't fucking matter. The bottom line is, hey, is the New World Order a conspiracy? Hell no. What is the New World Order? It's a one world fucking government. Do you have any rights under it? No. You sure as hell do not. You do what you're fucking told by the Communist Committee. They will decide what time you get up in the morning, what you do all day, when you take a shit, whether you wipe your ass or not. And they'll fucking want you until you go to bed that night. They'll control every aspect of your fucking life. That is their fucking design. They want to be fucking goddamn king rulers over a goyim, over soulless animals. They want to treat you like a herd of fucking cattle that they own. Well, you don't own us, you motherfuckers. We'll fucking shoot you. You have goddamn declared war on our fucking people. You've declared war on our fucking Bill of Rights. And now you think you're going to have us go over there and get, or, well, I don't know anybody stupid enough to go along with it. Go ahead. But us American nationals, I ain't doing it. You come here and try and make me do it, and I'll put bullets in your ass. We'll see what kind of trade-off it is to get one person to go fucking fight in your fear for your new world order. How many fucking have to die to get one person to be, you just have to kill us because we're going to fight you to the fucking death. And every one of us is going to be trying to fucking outdo the other and get more, you motherfuckers. And you're going to be fucking gone. And when we get rid of your ass, we're coming after you, Rothschilds, motherfucking cocksuckers. We're coming after every one of you son of a bitches. You're giving our wealth back and you're going to fucking hang for crimes against humanity since the fucking goddamn beginning of time. The Kentucky Conservative also said the resolution's call to, quote, fully isolate the Putin regime would hurt low-income Americans. No fucking shit. It's already hurting us. There's places out here where it's $4 a fucking gallon for gas, people. $4.19 I heard from one person yesterday over in Blythe. It's 50 miles from here. It's hurt. Yeah, it's made to hurt us. It's made to fucking destroy us. It's made to beat us down and make us goddamn peasants again, like they had in old England, where the serfs fucking trembled at the fucking, oh, the king's men. Fuck you. We're armed as you are. There's more of us. We won't outrun number you 1,000 to 1. Come on, motherfuckers. You're gonna have a hard time fucking fighting for the goddamn New World Order when you fucking fight for it on our fucking soil. You are going to die. You are going to be destroyed like the enemy to the fucking people's freedom and liberty that you absolutely fucking are. Without question. Prima fucking facie. You have violated our every fucking law. And we are the goddamn authority in this country, not you. There is no fucking ruling class. Call yourself the ruling class. And you'll be fucking, you'll be a fucking soldier for the fucking enemy is what you'll be fucking counted as, son of a bitch. Biden admitted, I hate to talk about that son of a bitch, because if he's had an original thought in the last 10 years, it's been a lonely son of a bitch. I mean, he sits there with his fucking shit in his pants and fucking babbles on the thing, picks his fucking teeth. I mean, this is so fucking retarded. This should be making us goddamn embarrassed that these motherfuckers are standing up there and pretending, this is the United States. No, it fucking ain't. You're a fucking corporation. You're a sorry ass corporation on top of it. And you have no jurisdictional authority over we the people. And we ain't going to fight fucking for your goddamn new world order. You got it? And you Russian people should feel the fucking same way, because your boy Putin, he is not fucking fighting the goddamn against the new world order. He's fighting for a better position as a fucking multi-billionaire that is a part of the fucking corporate fucking elite, a part of the corporate fucking mafia that want to put this shit in place and sell it to the fucking people. And they can't figure out how to, well, see, that's why the big kill here with the goddamn death shot and everything. There's 7 billion fucking people on this planet. We wipe your, fuck, we just fucking just all turn and just kill one of you. Fuck, there ain't enough to even get a handful of us enough to kill. You think we're stupid? You think you can fucking wave that fucking wiper and the dog will spin? It ain't gonna fucking happen. Biden. Biden admitted during his State of the Union address on Tuesday that the sanctions on Putin and Russia will raise prices. Yeah, hell yes, and prices have already doubled. This is how they, because they promised, this is what I told you guys. I heard this fucking years ago. Before I ever did this fucking program, so it's been more than fucking 10 years ago. I heard they had the son of a bitch, it was on the stupid box on the fucking mainstream media. And I think it was the Rothschilds that was doing it. I can't remember. It's been so long. But they said they had a $23 trillion war chest and that they fucking intended to fucking dissolve the they were going to create fucking international fucking famine, international fucking war, and international famine. Famine, financial collapse, and war. And then we would beg them to become our fucking, our gods, our leaders, so that they make it stop. And just like they're making it start here, they can, it's that easy to make it stop. But if we don't make it stop, you guys are gonna have to go over there and just kill each other like the son of a bitch. No, we ain't. We'll kill you, motherfucker. You have no jurisdictional authority over an individual free sovereign national in this goddamn country. Our fucking law stands. As long as we're willing to fucking fight, to fucking defend, to enforce that fucking law, you're fucked, and you know it. And nobody's listening to your shit, by the way. And everybody, every time, every day when you put this fucking crap out, old propagandists, it's pissing more people off, I promise you. We're fucking ready for you, fucker, let's do it. Where were we here? Biden fucking admitted to the State of the Union. Russia will raise price. No, you're raising the fucking prices, son of a bitch. Sticking your nose again. Just like Syria. Why are we occupying a third of Syria, people? Was there ever war declared on fucking Syria? Did Syria ever do any fucking thing to us? Did Iraq ever do anything to us? Destroyed their whole fucking country on a fucking lie. And when the lie was discovered, did we stop? No, then we went forward to give them democracy. And what is this cunt on this goddamn video talking about? A one world order democracy. We don't have democracy. If we had even what they sold us, it's a fucking republic. But democracy is mob rule. That is goddamn redundant to fucking a goddamn to self fucking rule. The end of it takes away the right of. They don't want a fucking individual. They want, that's why the goddamn, DNA therapy and the kill shot. The people that don't kill, it'll make you all think the same. I got another article here about, you know, they're talking about artificial intelligence going through the internet and picking out who is fucking mentally ill. Oh, yeah, I'd like to program that son of a bitch. Remember the one that they fucking put on there just to see how, you know, would react with, you know, normal intelligence, and it came up when it started hating Jews and wanting to kill the fucking Jews and saying the Jews were responsible for all the fucking wars and all the misery. They shut the son of a bitch off. This one here, they won't be that way. That motherfucker will be, if you say anything against the goddamn fucking communists or the fucking fascist, if you say anything but support of the fucking New World Order, yo, well, you're fucking crazy. Isn't that what they did in fucking the Soviet Union? When people fucking stepped up and said, this is fucking bullshit, didn't they go to the, oh, they had to go to the mental hospital. And they'd come out with their fucking brain fried by Thorazine. We're going to allow this shit? Or are you going to fucking fight it? I mean, there was a comment up there today talking about, oh, man, oh, what about the children? Or, you know, they're saying everybody 18 to 16. No, that's what that cocksucker over in Ukraine, Zelensky or whatever his name is, said. And he doesn't have nothing to do with the fucking United States. Ukraine don't have nothing to do with the fucking United States. They're fighting for freedom. No, they're not fighting for freedom. They're fighting for a one-world fucking dictatorship. And by God, everybody knows it. And they can't, those of you across the fucking world have already had your people fucking killed by their goddamn kill shot. Now here's the next fucking move. Are you going to go and fucking fight for these son of a bitches? Fight? Are you going to cut your own goddamn throat? Pick up a fucking razor, a straight razor, and just slit your own fucking throat? Because that's what they're suggesting here. Massey warned that sanctions could even embolden Vladimir Putin. Fucking, what are we at odds with fucking Russia for about fucking Ukraine? I mean, fucking, even if you go by their thing, it's not a part of NATO. I mean, it's just like when they wanted to go into Syria. They wanted to go and fucking occupy the oil fields of Syria so that the goddamn 1% international Zionist motherfuckers could fucking claim the goddamn oil. So what did they fucking do? We have no fucking agreement that fucking Syria broke with us. Syria has not fucking attacked us. Oh, so we're going to say that there was goddamn sarin gas. We have some of our fucking, our oi boys over there. The Mossad go in there and fucking release some fucking chlorine gas and fucking say, oh, the Assad government did that. We have to go. No, under international fucking law, no. Just like the fucking hollow points, you cocksuckers have bought to fucking kill us in the ditch and throw us in the ditches. You can't use them in a war zone, but if you use them against your own people, it's nobody's fucking business. Go ahead.
That Ukrainian, or he's a Jew, Lewinsky, or he's a U.S. puppet. He has a $12 million mansion in Florida, and his last job before he was an actor here, and he's a Jew actor.
I don't doubt you one bit, Charlie. I don't doubt you one bit.
What?
I don't doubt you one bit. I mean, he's picking up.
Yeah,
go ahead. Sorry.
His last movie he was in, he woke up one day and was president of a country.
Oh, Ruben.
And then he became president. Yeah.
They're bringing that one to life, aren't they? Trying to, anyway.
Yeah.
Unfucking believable.
They've done that so many times.
Well, it don't surprise me one goddamn bit, because you go back in during the Obama reign of terror, the unlawful fucking occupation of our goddamn high seats of government. That son of a bitch was over there in that fucking Ukraine, wasn't he? I mean, making his billions of dollars, him and his fucking son. And hey, has that Hunter Biden been investigated? You know, fuck, they came out and they showed up through all these charges out there. And they showed where the son of a bitch had got, you know, all the money over there in the Ukraine. Over there, what's our interest in the Ukraine? Fucking Joe Biden's family's got some money deal going on over there? And it also furthers the fucking New World Order fucking occupation of the world and turns us into slaves? So we're going to send you over there. You're going to fight fucking your... You're gonna fucking fight and kill Russians. Russians are gonna fight and kill you. Neither the Russians want to be enslaved, nor the fucking people who will be fucking killing them. And I mean, this is, don't fucking do it. Tell them to shove it up their fucking ass. Fuck Ukraine. Just like Syria. We had no fucking business in Syria. And so they had to, so what did they do? They went over there and they forced Syria to sign an unlawful fucking international contract because they did not have, you can use, like, wait, you wait till we start fighting these fuckers in this country. You better have your goddamn Kim suit And you better have your goddamn gas mask. So I promise you, it's just like the fucking gas that was used in Iraq. That was USA on the side of those fucking canisters. And you think it ain't stockpiled here, you're out of your goddamn mind. But it, in first place, Assad didn't use the shit. The goddamn Assad came in and created a fucking false flag. And then so fucking to keep, try, supposedly to keep America out of their goddamn business, he signed the fucking thing. Well, we never used it, and we never would. So, yeah, we'll get rid of all of our stockpiles of it. And they fucking did. Supervised by who? Oh, Russia. Oh, the goddamn, it's, the Russians are in everything, aren't they? But the Russians were there, but they were invited in to fucking push the fucking Jews away from the fucking goddamn Syrian fucking resources and, you know, their water, their goddamn trees, everything they fucking own. Those fucking Jews think they own it all. They don't. They need to be fucking exterminated. So do they ever do their fighting? We told you they wouldn't do their goddamn fighting. Just like these pricks that have been running their mouth for the last fucking year in Washington, D.C. Blumenthal, fucking all these cunts, these fuckers who couldn't whip the wind with a fistful of fucking hammers. They run their fucking mouth, and then we're sitting here going, come on, motherfucker, let's do it. You think you can fucking take our guns and take our goddamn liberty? Give her a go. Let's do it right now. I'd rather be dead than on my fucking knees, motherfucker. And what do they do? Oh, goddamn, oh, clear across the fucking ocean over in Ukraine. And what are you going to go over there and fight for, guys? What is it?
For the rest of us that aren't Ukrainians, I think the world, quite frankly, Kira, is surprised by the will of the Ukrainian people to stand up and fight.
Oh, they're so fucking wonderful.
Well, I'm not surprised. We have been fighting Putin for the last 8 years, and we had three revolutions in our country when we did not agree with
none of my business, bitch.
The direction of where we're moving in. But right now, it's a critical time because we know that we not only fight for Ukraine, we fight for this new world order for the democratic
new
countries.
World
we
order.
We are the shield for the Europe.
Are you gonna fucking do it, people? You gonna fight for that new world order? Who's the ones that are trying to fucking destroy your fucking Bill of Rights, destroy your fucking authority, make you a goddamn subject under their fucking fraudulent 14th fucking amendment, under their fraudulent goddamn United States Corporation, these fucking goddamn treasonous dog shit eating motherfuckers and their goddamn Zionist masters? No, I say we kill every fucking one of them. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin,
the state of Jefferson. We'll be right back.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:37 Pacific time, and that was Hog Jaw with Get Some. And that better be the attitude, but you better be starting to take that. They're going to try and do this shit on you, people. If they come and tell you, you don't have the fucking balls to face these motherfuckers right here in your own country, these goddamn international communists, international fascists, international 1% fucking elite. You don't have the balls to fucking shoot it out with them right here in your own fucking country, but you'll go over to fucking Ukraine and kill for them? Kill each other for them? Kill the fucking Russians for them? Hey, you Russians, you're gonna come and fucking kill people for your fucking international dictatorship where you have nothing, you eat fucking dirt, and they live on a fucking mountain of fucking gold? Because that's what's going on here.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, ma'am.
How are you today?
I'm well, and you?
Confused. I just wanted to give a heads up here. I'm sure some of the listeners have received information on this, but remember last year when they threw the crumbs at us, $1,400 or $2,800 if you're married?
Yeah.
The economic impact thing?
Yipper.
Well, they're sending out letters, and they're letting you know that you got them. Now, I always have to pay in every year because of my husband's military retirement.
Mm-hmm.
But my cousin got the same letter. He was expecting a little bit less than $2,800 back. Well, they ended up taking $2,800 that they had sent to him, that those checks,
yep,
him and his wife, and now he owes the IRS $30. Another friend of theirs, it's his wife's mother. She makes like a little bit over $9 an hour. She was expecting a return back. Now she owes in, even making $9 an hour. So there are three different people that I know of as of now that are having to pay this shit back.
Well, what did we say when it came out? This is exactly what we said they would do. They ain't, yep, going to give us shit. It was all a goddamn ploy.
You know, they did it on this false idea of it's supposed to stimulate the economy, and they shut all the jobs down, everything,
yeah,
like that. And now the economy is fucking 10 times worse. Gas is going out the fucking roof, and now they want the people to pay this measly fucking $2,800 back.
Exactly, and don't forget that they're goddamn exporting 3.8 billion barrels of fucking oil a day. While they're we told you this is the fire sale. They're going for the destruction of our goddamn country. And the only thing standing in their way is that Bill of Rights and our right to enforce it. And if we don't do it, by God, they will fuck us. It's like I said, if you ain't got the goddamn guts to go out there and fight them now, but you'll let them induct you into a goddamn international army and force you to go over and fucking charge a machine gun in goddamn Bosnia. How fucking, are you stupid? Or what the hell's wrong with you people? You think that somebody has to tell you when to fucking shit? Maybe you're the kind of people they need. But I ain't. And there's plenty more that ain't. And I'm not going for it. And Misty's talking, like, we told you what they were going to fucking do. Of course they're going to tax it. It's a state.
Well, they're stating, Henry, it states directly that it's not considered taxable income.
Uh-huh.
And you shouldn't report it as income on your 2021 federal income tax return. However, you'll need the total payment amount shown above, now I'm reading mine, $1,400, to determine whether you're eligible to claim basically that fucking money or not. So if you make over a certain amount of money, you're going
to
have to pay it back. But it kind of contradicts, because here you have an older lady who just barely makes it, you know, on over $9 an hour, and now she owes in.
Yeah.
So it's really kind of all fucked up here.
No, it's exactly how they planned it. Because, yeah. I mean, of course they're gonna tax. Everybody knows that the fucking 1% don't get taxed at all. And the fucking 14% below them, they dodge the taxes with goddamn loopholes, they call them. And then the people,
account.
Yeah, the people get goddamn, the 1% get 99% of the fucking wealth out of this country. And the other 1% is divided up among the rest of us. And people, I mean, that's enough right there that we should be fucking, we have the pitchforks and the goddamn ropes out ready to fucking kill them. But goddamn, these son of a bitches, they like I said, when this happened, they said, oh, nobody over, I think it was 70,000 or 200,000 if you had a family or something, it's way the hell up there. Would have to pay a nickel's worth of goddamn taxes on it or claim it or anything. And we said then that even the fucking poor, they would hit with a tax on that goddamn money. And not to mention.
It was 75,000. If you made under 75,000, you were good to go. If you were married and claiming joint, it was 150.
Right.
Right, but no, I'm telling you, that's not what the fuck is happening here. There's no way somebody making a little bit over $9 an hour can make over 75 grand. There's no way.
You mean they're changing the way they lied? Are you trying to say they lied, Misty? Is that what you're trying to get across here?
Oh, Henry, I don't want to say that.
I don't want to say they lied or anything.
In office, those people are gone. We will immediately terminate President Obama's two illegal executive amnesties in which he defied federal law and the Constitution to give amnesty to approximately 5 million illegal immigrants. 5 million.
Them lie?
Yeah.
I don't see it, man. I'm sorry.
No,
I think you're, I think you, you better put your tin hat back on.
I'm trying.
Oh, man. I mean, the thing is, when they were doing it, we were telling everybody what they were going to. They ain't going to give you shit. They're trying to destroy you. And where people get the goddamn idea that these people give it, if you die, they're happy. Don't you get it?
Yeah, but Henry, you know, now the other issue with this thing, and I know many of people that have said when these checks were coming out, they didn't want the fucking money.
No.
You know?
Because we all knew what they were going to, that it was going
to. Right. But they didn't give you an option to opt out of it.
Nope.
To say, fuck your money. They just threw it in your fucking bank account, you know? And I don't know about anybody else out there, because I already owe. And for some reason, they're jacking with my shit. H&R Block won't even take the damn money from me. Maybe they don't want to be liable because of this. I don't know. But now, they have my account number because I always just automatically have to pay it, and
yep.
I pay it. Now, if they're going to telling me I got to pay $2,800 back on top of what I owe them, which is around $600-something, the feds, then that means I got to leave that amount of money in my fucking bank account. Or else, if they just go to yank it without me even knowing about it, then I'm really screwed. Overdraft, everything else.
Oh, yeah. Oh, fucking,
I mean,
yeah.
This is a big clusterfuck here.
Of course it is. But it was meant to be. And that $2,400 or whatever in the hell it was, I mean, with the fucking doubling of the prices of a goddamn everything in this country and the price of fucking gas shooting up the way it did, how long would it take to eat up two fucking lousy and I said lousy thousand fucking dollars, because $1,000 ain't worth wiping your fucking ass on no more. The money is fucking useless anymore. And it was fucking
ate
up. I
just wanted to give a heads up, Henry, you
yep.
know.
I hear you. I mean, I know. Anyway, this, listen, here's your next story. Three Republicans vote against resolution. Oh, wait a minute. No, that was, here we gotta get to the next one. White House asked Congress for, $10 billion in Ukraine aid, $22.3 billion in COVID funds. COVID doesn't exist. COVID's over. I mean, that's in the fucking past. But here they are. I mean, they, fuck them. Is, are the people being asked any of this shit? Are, I mean, where do they go borrow money in my goddamn name that I don't put a signature on it? Under that 14th Amendment. Under that 14th Amendment, they claim that you're a goddamn slave, that you're a goddamn subject, and they can sign your name to goddamn bones. Like, I mean, it reminds me back in the day when, I mean, when we were raising our kids and stuff, you know, the junkies out there and everything, people would put fucking their goddamn electricity, they'd run the bill up, and then they put it in their kids' names when they were little kids. And then the, when the kids got older, when they went to go get their own fucking house, they had to fucking pay that before they could get their own houses. And that just reminds me of the same goddamn thing. Where do you fucking get off? No. The answer is no. You cannot borrow no more money in my name. You never could borrow money in my name, and you absolutely cannot send nothing to Ukraine. I'm an American national, goddammit, and you have no fucking authority over me or anything I fucking have, including my part of this goddamn country, this country's wealth. You're not, I mean, they're not even pretending to ask the people. They're just, like Ukraine, what the hell, what the fuck is our, like I was talking about Syria, they finally make them take a goddamn treaty with them to get rid of their fucking shit so that they can have an excuse. Now we're involved with Syria some way. We're not involved with Ukraine in no way, people. We are not fucking involved with them. It, what happens to them ain't none of our goddamn business, no more than Syria was. And then they obviously are shooting for a fucking new world order over there. They've got their own little, that must be, well, I have one story I read this morning was talking about that that's where they're doing all the goddamn planning and building for their fucking one world government. But fuck Ukraine. I don't own no fucking Ukraine. I don't owe Ukraine shit. I don't owe nobody no fucking nothing. I certainly do not owe these goddamn, this United, unlawful United States corporation created in violation of the fucking law of we the people anything but a goddamn rope around their fucking neck. That's what we owe them. And if we're going to have to go out and fucking fight and kill people, that I'm talking to you Russians too. Let's kill the son of a bitches that want to fucking enslave all of us. They want us to kill each other to enslave each other. How stupid could we be? And it's because we turned on them on this COVID thing. If everybody just went along and it was still been stupid, if there had never been no internet, and they could have pushed this fucking shit and everybody went out and took their fucking death shot, we wouldn't be doing this right now. But see, they tried to get us to fucking kill each other fucking, goddamn, what, how many ways have they tried to, well, it's going to be a civil war because Trump, with the dirty election, a civil war, because of goddamn, anti-vaxxers versus vaxxers. Bring them fucking on. I'm a fucking individual, free, sovereign, national. I live under that fucking goddamn unalienable law ratified December 15, 1791. And I don't care if it's, you can throw that fucking constitution, you can shove it right up your fucking ass. I do not consent. I'll never consent. And I'd rather die fighting for fucking goddamn freedom and liberty than fucking have you send me over. What? Now what is that they want me to fucking, want you to over there die for, people?
For the rest of us that aren't Ukrainians, I think the world, quite frankly, Kira, is surprised by the will of the Ukrainian people to stand up and fight.
I don't even know who the fuckers are. I don't care.
Well, I'm not surprised. We have been fighting Putin for the last 8 years, and we had three revolutions in our country when we did not agree with what was going on with the direction of where we're moving in. But right now, it's a critical time because we know that we not only fight for Ukraine, we fight for this new world order for the democratic countries. We knew that we are the shield for the Europe.
There you got it, people. Are you going to go die to fucking fight for a new world order so you can be a slave? Because that means getting rid of your fucking Bill of Rights completely. Under a new world order, a new world government, they just fucking, well, you're a fucking, you're beneath them. They are the fucking rulers, and you are the fucking rule. You're slaves. You're subjects. Just like back in, just, hey, man. Go ahead.
Can never be gotten rid of.
Can't never be gotten rid of. Exactly, man. If they could get that kill down to fucking under 500 million, they would complete their plan. This is the fucking crucial moment. This is when we fucking should be crushing them. We should be crushing every one of them. And any of you people over there in Russia, back in Putin, you better remember that motherfucker is a multi-billionaire. He is a fucking key fucking agent in the goddamn, international corporate mafia. He is fucking filthy rich. What are you doing today? How much food do you have to eat? Do you have goddamn enough heat? How much are you paying for fucking gas? How are you being fucking treated? As individuals under that fucking Bill of Rights, man, we're fucking all kings. And that goes for any fucking country that wants to adopt it. Adopt the fucking Bill of Rights and tell these fuckers to fuck off and kill them. You ain't going to be ruled by nobody. I'm not going to live under another's fucking will. I'd rather not be alive than live under another's fucking will. I will live by the fucking law, the autonomy that I was fucking guaranteed in that fucking Bill of Rights by my great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfathers who fucking fought and died to get it for me. And I ain't going to let it get just thrown away. I'll burn in hell before they'll take my rights away from me, as the song just said. So you fuckers better just fucking give it up. And you, other rest of you people, you know what told you right there. You're going to go fight for the New World Order. Who's going to go fight for the New World Order and the destruction of the fucking Bill of Rights, the destruction of individual freedom and liberty, the destruction of the goddamn fucking sovereignty of this country? Who's going to do it? What fucking traitor is going to step up? And if they try to fucking draft you, who's going to fucking, hey man, if you're going to fight the motherfucker that's trying to enslave you. Don't go fucking fight the people that are... being forced to fight the fucking, it's insane. Because they intend to enslave the fucking, Russian people even worse than they are now. Your lives are gonna be worse too. We're all gonna be equally fucking miserable in hell. That's what they fucking want. And them up on top fucking living like, well, God's on this earth. That's what they'll fucking be, won't they? If one fucking cocksucker, I mean, take goddamn, I hate to use Biden. What could that fucker do on his own? Let's do little ping, ting, tong over there in fucking China. You know, 2 centimeter Peter. What? Take that fucker out on the fucking street and fucking meet up with me on the street, motherfucker. What could you fucking do to me except get your fucking ass kicked right there? That shows to go you why they want this consolidated fucking power. They know that they're a bunch of fucking pussies. That's why they do shit like this, to have you us kill one another for them. Well, I don't want to fucking kill nobody for fucking these bastards. I want to kill this fucking elite that have been the elite since the fucking beginning of time. Wipe the fuckers out. Wipe those fucking Zionists off this goddamn planet. And then we could be happy. We could have fucking lives. We wouldn't have to always be fucking looking over your shoulder for somebody to stick a knife in it. And anybody that started to fucking step out of line of the fucking Bill of Rights, you got your goddamn courts to take them into. They try to take your courts, you got your gun, shoot the motherfuckers. We have rights in this goddamn country. And this motherfucker right here, this communist committee, and I guarantee you, Barack Obama is the fucking head of that motherfucking communist committee. George Soros, goddamn Bezos, Zuckerberg, fucking Bill Gates, fucking Barry Sanders. Fucking the squad. These people fucking show up and goddamn, I mean, they come to your country as a refugee and they're serving in a goddamn congressional seat in fucking 2 fucking years? Really? They don't even know what this fucking country's, I guarantee you none of them has ever even read the goddamn Bill of Rights. They probably can't read in English. We gotta shut this shit down. This is unfucking tolerable. What world do you want to leave your fucking children? What world do you want to leave your fucking grandchildren? The White House on Wednesday, this was sent in by Galen, by the way, it's out of Zero Hedge. The White House on Wednesday formally asked Congress to vote $10 billion while our fucking people are living under goddamn highway overpasses in the goddamn, living out in the fucking cold, their little children fucking hungry in fucking filthy fucking clothes. The White House, the fucking Joe Biden, the White House ain't got no goddamn authority. You're a goddamn corporation. Walmart asked for $10 billion. Fuck you, Walmart. You can't have it. That's the answer from the American National. That's this American National right here, motherfucker, telling you. You can't have it. We ain't gonna do this. You ain't gonna fucking do this. You're gonna fight us, you motherfuckers. You're gonna have to do it right fucking here. Because the only way you can fucking build a fucking international army is to try to conscript us. When you come, we'll kill you. Plain and fucking simple. You have no goddamn jurisdictional authority over us. You are criminals. Criminals by definition of the fucking English language. Criminals by fucking math. By fucking physics. You can't fucking change the fucking words and make yourself anything else. You are criminals. And you are intent on the enslavement of the goddamn world. And the fucking genocide of fucking goddamn billions of fucking people. That is your fucking goal and your aim, and you, anybody would go fight for this? Who? Who among you? Even you people in the fucking service that, well, if you're listening to this, you're probably fucking hiding under your fucking bed doing it, because I guarantee you they don't allow this shit to be broadcast into the goddamn army bases or fucking marine bases or any of the fucking bases or on the fucking ships or anywhere else. You're hiding under the goddamn bed listening to it. Are you gonna fucking fight goddamn for a one world order to destroy the only fucking free country that almost existed, that still can exist? All we have to do is enforce our fucking law? Why don't you come back here and enforce the fucking law? Run these son of a bitchin' foreigners out of our country, seal our fucking border, and then we'll start fucking hanging these goddamn son of a bitchin' foreign ass traitors, these internationalist cocksuckers. We'll hang, I mean, from dusk till dawn. Well, I mean, we'll put every fucking dollar we got. I mean, we're going to take all our money back. We'll have a plenty. We'll have a gallow on every fucking 10 feet clear across this goddamn country hanging them son of a bitches. Then they will understand. They will not understand until they're hanging from a lamppost. And then they're watching one of their buddies hang from the lamppost knowing they're fucking next. You did it. You broke the fucking law. We have it prima facie evidence to fucking convict your ass right now in our common law courts that belong to us. You never could touch them. And they're still right fucking there. And we're going to fucking use them on you. And you that fucking act as goddamn fucking soldiers for them, we're going to shoot your fucking asses. You want to fucking shoot out? You got it, motherfuckers. Oh, it's just so fucking, I mean, well, goddamn, $10 billion. Of course we want to give $22 billion over for more COVID. What fucking COVID? There ain't no fucking COVID. Put up the goddamn study or fucking put your hands up in the fucking air. You're under arrest for fucking international fraud, international fucking genocide, international goddamn crimes against humanity. And you're going to fucking hang for it. See, that's the whole thing. That fucking COVID petered out way quicker than they thought it would. People fucking figured it out way fucking faster than they thought they would. They didn't get the kill they wanted on it. So now they're going to try this stupid shit here. They're going to try and get us to go over to Bosnia. What are we going over there to Bosnia? What are we going over there and fight for? All of you listening to me, every person listening to me, if you, what are you going to go to Bosnia to fight for, huh?
That aren't Ukrainians. I think the world, quite frankly, Kira, is surprised by the will of the Ukrainian people to stand up and fight.
We should.
Are you?
Well, I'm not surprised. We have been fighting Putin for the last 8 years. And we had really revolutions in our country when we did not agree with what was going on with the direction of where we're moving in. But right now, it's a critical time because we know that we not only fight for Ukraine, we fight for this new world order for the democratic countries. We knew that we are the shield for the Europe.
And those assholes of you out there that are still caught up in that false left-right paradigm, that still fucking have somebody else doing your fucking thinking for you. Remember, three Republicans voted against this. This is a Jew vote. This is a Jew vote. They put the three up there just as a goddamn pretense of goddamn fucking that there's another side to the goddamn coin. They're telling you that they're going to go vote. Your fucking goddamn sweat. To take your goddamn wealth over there to aid in your fucking destruction, to aid in the destruction of your sovereign country, to aid in the destruction of your fucking Bill of Rights, to turn you into a goddamn third world slave. And of course you won't have no fucking gun either. And if you're going to fucking fight, you better fight now. Go ahead.
Back in 1990, Putin wanted to join NATO and they turned him down because why would you need NATO if you didn't have an enemy?
Well, enemy, the Ukraine ain't a part of fucking NATO.
No.
Yeah, well, that's what the whole fight is about. They
want. I know.
I'm saying everybody would have joined NATO, but then why would you have NATO if there wasn't nobody to fight?
Yeah, but it's still a pretense fight. Because if you believe Putin ain't.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
It's just like Democrat, Republican. Everything's left, right.
People just go back 20 fucking years ago. We were doing fine. Even under the fucking tyrannical fucking goddamn communist fucking goddamn violations to our fucking rights goddamn government. I mean, there was no thoughts of fucking all this war and shit. And what about, why did we spend that $5.5 trillion fucking dollars on goddamn a nuclear arsenal to end all wars? Remember? And then you look back at World War One, the devastation, the people went and just fucking were slaughtered for no goddamn reason other than to fucking fatten the pockets of the 1%, the fucking Rothschilds and the fucking goddamn New World fucking Order fucking crew. Why did, what would they say? Oh yeah, that's the war that we can't never do that again. We can't, and then what the fuck? How long did it take them from fucking 1919 to fucking, 1944 and they were fucking back into it, another fucking world war? Billions of people, people killed, everybody killed but the cocksuckers who fucking caused it all. And that's the international motherfuckers you don't never get a look at. Kill them! Cut the head off this fucking snake. Everybody live within your own fucking boundaries. And everybody fucking own your own fucking resources. Don't let these motherfuckers say that they fucking own you and your fucking resources. Own your resources just like we do. We own them whether we realize it or not. It belongs to us. It's never been taken from us through a due process of the fucking law because they could never do it. That's why it was written that way. Adopt the Bill of Rights. That's what you want to do across this country. Adopt it in your own language. Understand the son of a bitch and enforce it. That way you're an individual. Nobody gets, you don't have to live under anybody's fucking will. You can live and think and do any goddamn thing you want. So long as you're not violating another's rights. And if you do, you have the perfect fucking system to reach justice within your, the people. Not some goddamn fucking aristocrat making dictates to you. Like we've been putting up with 2 years in this goddamn country, making goddamn dictates to you without jurisdictional authority. The only one that'll be able to dictate to you is another fucking one of your fucking people after you go through the fucking lengthy process to make sure that they're goddamn right. And if they're wrong, you get to fucking hang them. Anyways, I've had enough for today. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, man, I will fucking leave you with this is the last word for the trenches.
For the rest of us that aren't Ukrainians, I think the world, quite frankly, Kira, is surprised by the will of the Ukrainian people to stand up and fight. Are you?
Well, I'm not surprised. We have been fighting Putin for the last 8 years. And we had really revolutions in our country when we did not agree with what was going on with the direction of where we're moving in. But right now, it's a critical time because we know that we not only fight for Ukraine, we fight for this new world order.
New world order. Did you hear it? Europe. That's the word from the trenches.